I'd like to welcome you to the Medina Township Board of Trustees regular meeting, September 28th, 2023. Time is 7 p.m. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Can you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can you join me in a moment of silence for our first responders at home and abroad? Thank you. I'd like to start the meeting off with the approval of payroll. I would move to adopt resolution number 09282023-132 to approve payroll dated 9/29/2023 with a total amount of $41,671, total remaining deductions, withholdings, liabilities of $6,769.09, and incorporate this two-page document.
Second.
Any other trustee comments?
No.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We have a good number of site plans to process today. The first one I have is Maple Grove Farms.
Can you set that one at the end?
Wait, are you from Maple Grove?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were expecting another individual. We will accept you graciously.
Lori was going to come with me, but she couldn't make it.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. You want to share with us?
My name is Kent Wendell, trustee on the board.
Okay.
You want to share with us? What you're doing here?
Well, the request was we wanted to put a new sign up because it's kind of beat up after 30 years on Hanover. We had a design we drew up by our guy that makes the signs. Carol brought it down during the zoning board meeting and had it approved with them. She told me that somebody had to be representative of our association to get the sign approved, so we know we can put it up or not.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being here. I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve a subdivision sign change for Maple Grove Farms to be located in the island on Hanover Drive as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Site plan to look at here is Decon Enterprises. Address is 2781 Medina Road. And I would like to make a motion to accept. Is there anyone from Decon?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit.
Just an office user building out our executive offices in the space. I'm looking forward to being there and conducting business.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You can give your name and address.
My name, Troy Gershbacher. 5164 Normandy Park Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve the change of use for Decon Enterprises to be located at 2781 Medina Road as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
For the record, that's going to be an office for Redwood. Decon is the owner of the Redwood complex, and he's moving his office there out of his house, I think.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. The next site plans we'll be looking for is Bath R Us, located at 3985 Medina Road. Have somebody would like to share?
Mr. Sterrett. Dave Sterrett, Medina Science, 411 West Smith Road. Representing the lessee and the owner for site and sign.
Thank you very much. Is there anything special you want to comment on?
No, I don't.
Application A and B, right?
Yep. No, no comment from my side.
Okay.
Any questions I might be able to answer for you?
No, I have none. Thank you for being here.
Sure.
I would like to make a motion. This is for item A. Make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve the change of use, which is application A, for Bath R Us to be located at 3985 Medina Road as presented. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
And for application B, I would like to make a motion to accept the recommendations of the zoning commission to approve a portico sign, application B, for the Bath R Us located at 3985 Medina Road, not to exceed 10.15 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Busy person, right?
Thank you, trustees.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
All right, the next site plan is for Mod Wash, 4140 Pearl Road. Is there anybody to present for them? Okay. With none, I would like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to deny two additional wall signs for the property located at 4140 Pearl Road as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
No.
For the record, they double filed and were at the Board of Appeals the night after our meeting, and they were turned down. They were denied by the board.
Okay. Chrissy, do you have everything recorded so?
So far?
For the motion and the second for, yeah, for this one.
For Mod Wash?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let me get that to you. Elaine's filling some things out. Next thing on the agenda is an executive session.
John, before you do that, so because of payroll, this is something that I asked the board to do last meeting, and the board didn't do. So I can't keep moving forward with payroll without this. We discussed an employee who had a health insurance change, and there was a difference in the, there was a forgiveness for like about a week and 2 days. There was going to be a motion that was made, if you remember, but there was no, there wasn't a motion. The board didn't follow through with that.
I thought we did it right then, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Okay.
So. Before, to release payroll, I'm going to.
Is this the Euler one?
Yeah, I don't know that it's appropriate that we talk about people's names in public, but yes.
It was already brought up in a public meeting last time, so it's public. But I do have a note here to go over that, so.
Okay.
It's a vote, right? Just to finish the vote?
Yeah, the vote wasn't made, so the motion wasn't made, so I don't know about finishing, but yes, taking the vote, absolutely.
All right, so I'd like to make a motion back from the 9/14 of 2023 meeting regarding removing an older sibling off of Medical Mutual and get that finalized.
Second.
Yeah, no.
Do I need to read the name again, or we just have to finish the vote?
No, you're not removing anyone. That's something that's done internally. What the board is doing is forgiving the insurance discrepancy for approximately, I believe it was 8 days. So that's all. You don't, there's no authority here.
Right, I think we, okay, so that was the motion that was made at the last one, and then we started talking during it.
No, you had a payroll motion on the table. That's it. There was.
Okay, so we just need to make a motion to forgive the price differential for a little over a week.
Right.
Regarding employee Euler.
All right.
And his healthcare.
You have to rescind that.
What's that?
You'll have to rescind that.
So I'll rescind motion number zero. And I'd like to remake the motion to forgive that short period of time with the insurance and move forward so we can pay them out.
Second. We got a roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Yeah, see, it said remove it, that's why.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to consult with legal counsel regarding pending or imminent court action, and to consider appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee, inviting the three trustees, Prosecutor Lyons, and outside counsel David Rippenhoff.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
The time is 7:12 p.m.
We are now in executive session.
The trustees are back from the executive session where no decisions were made. Time back is 8:20 p.m. Thank you for your patience. The next item on our agenda is the approval of the appropriation status resolution.
It's 133, right?
I move to adopt resolution number 09282023-133 to approve the appropriation status by fund dated 9/28 of 2023 and incorporate this 14-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion with the trustees?
I have discussion. There is OPRS report for the law enforcement could not be completed because of an error with a retirement report from an officer. So that is not on there, and I'm not sure what trustees want to do about that, but we only have two more days, yeah, to get that handled. So everything else is up to date on there, except for obviously tonight's payroll, but
there's a resolution that was adopted on the 17th of August, and the resignation date was September 1st, and the retirement date that the officer gave, put on his retirement application for OPERS was August 13th. So everything that I'm not sure what y'all wanted about that.
Well, at this point, we approve this for, and we'll have to go back and, I mean, we have to change the numbers on the accounting end of things with the date change, correct?
It's an accounting situation, it sounds like, no.
It's not an accounting situation. It's not an accounting situation at all. You have resolutions passed.
We have
trying to.
Yeah, we'll have to rescind some of the resolutions because originally we were notified that it was the first, and then later it was
the changed. Retirement resolutions are what need to be rescinded, correct?
Mm-hmm. And the prices need to be fixed.
So that's why we were saying that's an accounting scenario.
Yeah, there's no accounting.
Okay. Does that affect this right here, right now?
Well, if you want to know if the numbers are up to date, it would affect it, but
no, it's not gonna. Yeah.
But noting that there are some discrepancies on unresolved issues.
Correct.
Okay. I think we have a motion on the table. Can I have a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Chief, that new date that came up recently for the retirement, that's, I remember hearing you and I talk about that having effect based on the numbers put together previously. So I think that's something we're going to have to go back and view. We're not going to fix it tonight. But,
no.
You know, is that... Are we on the same page there?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get across. That is a problem. We have an OPERS report that needs to be submitted by the end of the month, or else the township it will be penalized. The employee submitted a retirement application saying that they were retiring on the 13th of August.
Okay.
Then the trustees passed a resolution.
Based on the information we have.
We understand.
We have to, you know, do the correct, we have to figure out the correct payout and just.
But what would you like to do about the OPERS report? Because that's due, I have, if you look at the accounts payable listing, you'll see that the local report is done. But I can't actually submit. There's an error on. There's nothing I can do, the township will get penalized. But there are wages from. I can't also remove the employee from the report because there were wages paid. So, I can either deny the retirement application altogether. Or you can figure, the exec OPERS told me, figure this out. You got it, or else the township's gonna pay penalties. So,
yeah. What do you want to do? Whatever we gotta do to get it done, you know? I just want this retirement to be over and paid out and closed and off the books, so.
Well, when you say that, that's why I'm asking you, because as a trustees, you accepted a September 1st date.
Well, that's what we were informed, and you can only work with what the information that you have. And so then when we got the new information, so.
All right.
All right, let's keep.
I am going to call another executive session. To discuss compensation of an employee. I'm going to invite the chief, attorney, prosecutor, attorney David, and the trustees. Time is 8:27. Oh, make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
The time is 8:27 PM. We are back from another executive session. The time is 9:08. No decisions were made. We went back to try to address the concerns you brought up. And I believe we have.
And Chief was a little proactive already trying to figure some of this out. So
Chief had put some bones and we had some tremendous talent back there with us. So great appreciation for a prosecutor and outside counsel. Would you like to consider?
Yeah, so basically, this is going to be a resolution to make the adjustments and try to make everything correct so that we can get this moving. I think it's going to be resolution number 134.
That's the right number.
So. -134, correct? All right. So,
that's all right. You got your head up.
Yeah, you're all right. All right, I move for a resolution number 08282023-134. This is a resolution to rescind a previous action to accept an office.
08?
Oh. You know what? On here, it's the resolution that I'm rescinding is a 08. All right. Again, I would move for resolution number 09282023-134. This again is a resolution to rescind a previous action to accept Officer Ventura's retirement, to accept his retirement as of August 13th. So, whereas on Thursday, July 11th, 2023, Officer Matthew Ventura submitted a letter to Police Chief Minnick announcing his retirement as of September 1st of 2023, and the Board of Trustees initially accepted his retirement letter in resolution 08032023-106, which was rescinded due to errors and to clarify payments due through the adoption of a second resolution, 08172023-118. And whereas the board has subsequently learned that Officer Ventura applied for retirement through OPERS using a retirement date of August 13th of 2023, and on or about Thursday, September 21st of 2023, Officer Matthew Ventura confirmed through an email to Chief Minnick that August 13th of 2023 would be his official retirement date and asked that his payouts be adjusted to August 13th of 2023. Now, therefore, it is hereby resolved by the Board of Trustees of Medina Township that, Section 1, all previous actions of this board to accept Officer Matthew Ventura's retirement as of September 1st of 2023, including but not limited to Resolution 08172023-118, are hereby rescinded. Section 2. The board hereby accepts Officer Ventura's retirement letter with a revised retirement date of August 13th of 2023, and further authorize and direct Officer Ventura be paid the accumulated time due and payable as of August 13th of 2023, including but not limited to the time accumulated during Officer Ventura's on-duty injury leave from February 9th of 2023 through July 18th of 2023, and his prorated opt-out payments from January 1st of 2023 through August 13th of 2023. Section 3, it is hereby found and determined that all formal actions of this township concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were adopted in an open meeting of the Township Trustees, and that all deliberations of the Township Trustees and any of its commitments that resulted in such formal action were in a meeting open to the public, in compliance with legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code. Can I get a second?
Second.
I get a roll call?
Do you have amounts there or no? Do you have the...
We do not have the amounts in this resolution. We have the dates that they have to be accumulated to.
And do you have the payout amounts or no?
No, I do not have that right this second.
Okay, but are you going to provide that then?
Are you
going to
provide that?
No.
Would that be something that you could do pretty easily with your... Or is that impossible for you to do? I'm trying to... Would you be able to give us the...
I don't think that's appropriate in this... in this situation.
Well, it would be appropriate if you could help the chief, you know, with your suggestions on it, and then the chief could present to me, but I don't know.
After a conversation I had with Prosecutor Thompson, I don't think that would be appropriate in this situation. I think the board should provide that, those numbers to me, and I should process that.
First, can I get a roll call on this resolution?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Suggestions, I see.
Well, this is, I don't know what the reason, I don't know who has the information to calculate the payouts, but that's a township function. The fiscal officer probably would be able to do that, I would think.
I'm not asking for the numbers for the payouts, I'm asking for the number. The accrual about just the accruals, the actual sick time and vacation time that accrued, what they are asking to have paid out. That was in the first resolution that was rescinded. They provided that the first time, so I'm not sure certain why it wouldn't be provided in this next resolution.
Well, is there a way to calculate that right now?
No,
right
now? No, I don't think you can do it right now.
Okay.
No.
Well,
I would have to go back through Mark Hurwitz for the opt-out.
Okay.
So that information is not available right now, and the fiscal officer is not willing to provide it. So you have to. There's no way to do it tonight to provide those figures.
That's what I figured.
So I don't know what form.
Again. As I stated,
I don't know what form the fiscal officer wants it in, but you'll have to calculate that and provide it another time.
It's not about being not.
Well, it doesn't
willing.
Matter what it's about. It's you can't do it tonight, so I'd suggest you provide that at a different time.
Okay.
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 That's what we'll have to do. Thank you for the work that you did do. Thanks everybody for your patience in this process. I'm sorry about the coordination of the information.
We voted on the appropriations tax, right?
Yes.
So then we're down to purchase orders.
Okay. You have purchase orders, sir?
Yeah, I have a few.
Okay.
All right, so first of all, I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. Department's going to be police. The vendor is First National Bank. And these are going to be HSA deposits for some of our officers in the total amount of $6,500.
Second. Roll call.
Yep, roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Is there a breakdown on there, Chuck?
Yes, there's a breakdown with the officers' names and the account number and stuff like that, and the bank. And that we have all the following paperwork from.
You say officers, there's, I've only had paperwork for one new officer coming on the plan, so. Can you see that, please?
While you're looking at that, I'm gonna continue. I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. Department's going to be police. This is Hall Public Safety Upfitters, is that correct, Hall?
Yeah.
Little tiny handwriting. This is gonna be for our annual certification for police radar, certification for police vehicles. The amount is $510.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Next, I would like to make a purchase order requisition request. Make a motion for a purchase order requisition request. Department's police, this is Hard Head Veterans. It's gonna be for a tactical SWAT helmet for Sergeant Nicholson, the amount of $800.
Second. You beat me.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thinking I could use a SWAT helmet. So next, I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department is going to be police. This is Brothers Distribution, Inc. And this is going to be for battery jump starters for each of the police vehicles. That way they'll all be outfitted with a jump starter. The total cost of these would be $665 for seven of them.
Second. That's pretty reasonable.
I use them all the time myself, so. Roll call, please.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
That's all I have.
All right, I have a purchase order requisition I would like to rescind. It's from 9/14/23. The department was service. Cardinal Cement and Excavating was the vendor. The description was unforeseen work needed during concrete replacement. The line item was 20317607300000. The amount was $2,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I would like to make a purchase order requisition dated 9/21/23. Department is service. Cardinal, the vendor is Cardinal Cement and Excavating. Descriptions, unforeseen work needed during concrete replacement and additional basins in the Forest View Estates. The line item is 2231-760-730-0000 for the amount of $4,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Go ahead, I got one more, but go ahead.
Okay. I have a purchase order requisition for approval. This is for official Downing, Albrecht, and Rippenoff in the amount of $15,000. This will be taken from line item 1000-110-311-0000, accounting and legal fees. Dated September 28th.
It's for the admin department, right?
Pardon?
For the admin department.
Admin department, sorry. Okay.
Second.
Second. Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
purchase orders.
All right.
I have a request. After speaking with Prosecutor Thompson and with what Mr. Lyons said tonight, I am requesting that the board hire me independent legal counsel because it is very clear that Mr. Lyons is not acting in my best interests or as my, representative from the prosecutor's office, so.
Duly noted. We will take that up. Okay?
Oh, and as a reminder with the purchase orders, everyone, please remember they're not issued until I certify them, so don't make any charges against them.
What's that?
The purchase orders are not issued until I certify them, so no charges against them until you have a purchase order number.
You did 135, right? Resolution?
34.
Okay. We're on 135 for resolutions?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would move to adopt resolution number 09282023-135 to approve accounts payable dated 9/15/2023 to 9/28/2023, digital check number 48-2023 to 50-2023, and physical check numbers 33049 to 33071. For the total amount of $114,124.93, and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Do you want to discuss the COSI bill?
We'll get there.
I've got to leave in about 6 minutes, so.
Okay. Next item would be the township received an invoice dated August 28th of 2023 from Medical Mutual for the coverage period October 1st, 2023 to November 1st, 2023. This invoice is for the medical, dental, vision, life, AD&D insurance coverage of the township employees and their families. The board has twice approved the payment of this invoice, which is due October 1st of 2023. It is now again September 28th, 2023. However, the fiscal officer still has not presented the warrant for payment. To protect the ability of the township to continue providing insurance coverage of township employees and their families, I move that if the fiscal officer does not present the warrant for payment for this invoice by 4 p.m. tomorrow, September 29th, the board authorizes outside legal counsel to advise the board and initiate civil legal action to compel the statutory duty. Legal fees of the outside counsel, David Ribbenhoff, Fischel, Downey, Albrecht, and Ribbenhoff LLP, will be at the same rates in their initial agreement letter, engagement letter, with the township. Second.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
So I would like to let you know that the township's attorney made a change to the township's contract without any authorization.
This conversation you've had, you've shared on the record.
No, I haven't. I have not said that. I have not said that. So if the board is okay with that happening, there was no authorization to do so. This is actually something I found out after, so I obviously couldn't, so you're not remembering correctly, but.
Okay.
So.
But to the point, there is a warrant there. The conversations and the emails have been extreme between legal and you and us. If there's something to be submitted, submit it, but we don't need to take up more time. We've talked about this.
No, actually, I believe the public, that's the reason for an open meeting.
No, it's not. We have a business, and this is a business meeting, and it's a trustee meeting.
This is.
So you could have presented this to me before, but we didn't, so we're just going to move on.
This is actually government. It's not a business.
No, it's a trustees meeting.
All right.
And this is why you don't want the fiscal officer to speak, because you don't want the public to know the truth.
No.
Please, if you continue, it'll be considered interrupting of a business, of a township business.
Of course it will, because you don't want the public to know the truth. Really?
Are there any other?
You have the chairman signing a contract obligating the township to nearly $4,000 expense without having any authorization to do so.
Please stop. I've asked you, and we're on a different thing. So, yes.
And you know what, Chuck, you should have taken a stand there.
Is there? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I believe the next thing we have is a interim records custodian resolution. We're on 36? 136?
I'm leaving. You can deal with those.
I would move to adopt resolution number 09282023-136. To remove Chrissy Moore from the title and its responsibilities of interim records custodian effective immediately. Mrs. Moore will continue to perform the job of secretary of Medina Township in which she was hired. Four pages are presented as reference with the resolution for approval.
Second, but I would like to talk about this. You know, it's been a very, very tough situation on Chrissy. We all know that. But I'd like to think about tabling this and giving it a couple of weeks and maybe talk about it a little bit more. So that's my comment.
No, I agree. It's a lot on our plate, and you're inundated with just tonnage of public records requests. Even a large entity would have a hard time with the amount that we get, so.
What would the benefit be of tabling it?
Well, you know, like I said, I thought if we had some time to sit down and talk about it some more, and.
Here's a thought, not to be disrespectful at all, but I believe we've seen her put an incredible amount of effort into this.
Oh, tremendous.
And I believe that she obviously feels, at the very least, well, she's compelled to present this. I respect that. I think that she would be more than willing to work with us, work with the addition of staff to help us with this situation. But I think for her benefit, and I think we need to respect that, she needs to be removed from this position.
No, I respect Chrissy a lot, and
that's all.
Yeah.
She'll work with us and help us get people, but.
I think she's been doing a great job, so in light of the situation, so.
Yeah. No, we're all in agreement on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We move on. I think it should be noted that the fiscal officer stopped signing the checks. And so obviously that's going to put the township in a bind.
This should have been signed before they even got here.
Yep. Signed these, did not sign these.
The fiscal officer did not sign the checks from the warrant.
The fiscal officer refuses to sign the balance of the checks, even though we just ordered, approve this.
Well, we'll sign the checks we can, and we will.
Handed me this, handed me the checks.
Okay.
And left.
I think we're up for department head comments.
Department.
We got any, chief, do you got anything you wanna share?
We picked up the new police cars, we're waiting on, equipment from Halls. And Hall, Montrose Ford picked up the four old 2016 police cars, they had towed two of them back, okay, that we traded in. The replacement new hire candidate passed his polygraph last week, and now he will be scheduled for, his psychological exam. I attended numerous chief meetings, in September, and the big one is we responded within 2 days to two overdose fatalities at Motel 6. So I have had meetings with the drug task force, and I have also contacted Department of Health on this, for any kind of assistance we can get on this to try, I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Elaine?
I don't have anything to say tonight.
Okay. I think we're good, that's it.
I think that's it.
Any old business? I think one item I'd bring up is that we continue to try to work through the minutes. Just gonna have a minor discussion about that, but I think that at this point, considering our situation, we'll pass on that. Is there anything else that you were looking at?
Not the time frame.
Okay. You wanna do a minor follow-up on the comp time discussion?
Yeah, the comp time that we're talking about is for, the administration staff. And I'll be working, now that I'm 2 weeks more healed, I'll be working with somebody in the, prosecutor's office to finish off or develop, what the comp time will be, or a recommendation for it, and, the other people will get to look at it, and then hopefully we'll get this done, hopefully by the next meeting.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Anything else, you're gonna move on?
Move on.
New business, approval of department reports for August. I would like to make a motion to approve the August 2023 department reports for the police, single-sided, 3 pages. For zoning, double-sided, 6 pages. For the service, single-sided, 1 page. And for the fire, single-sided, 2 pages, for a total of 12 pages.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you for your reports. All right. On a new business, again, the next thing would be the Solar Eclipse Committee.
I looked at the weather forecast, and it's gonna be cloudy that day, so. I don't know what else to say. I do know, I think I might have said in the last meeting, a friend of mine from Georgia called, and it's such a big thing, and they said, but instead of coming up here, they think they're gonna drive over to Texas, to watch this 4.5 minute happening. So it is a big thing. I've talked with places that, hold, a couple hundred people, and, they're already booked for it, and so it's a big deal. I'm gonna rent out my backyard.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't have a big backyard, but.
Charged by the minute?
You wanna?
So we also got a letter in regards to this. I sent it over to chief, if I could read it to you.
Sure.
So, it says, "Chief, the city of Medina has been selected as a solar ambassador city for the solar eclipse on April 8th of 2023. We are pulling together a committee to discuss and plan for the event, which they tell me will bring thousands of people to the area as we are in the total eclipse zone. I would like to have someone from Medina Township join the committee as the SR18/I-71 area will certainly be impacted. If you could send me the name, email, and phone number for the person of, or persons, I will be contacting them for a meeting soon. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me, and thank you in advance. Barbara, she's the Economic Development and Marketing Manager for the City of Medina.
Thank you.
So that's a request for somebody, you know, to work on a board.
Do we?
What is that?
That's it.
Okay. All right.
Do we want to
pick somebody or talk to somebody? Or?
Yeah. So do we want?
I think it would be good to have representation. We got any volunteers?
I could do it if you, you know, if you're free. I mean,
I would rather not.
Do it.
Will you do it?
I'll do it. Yeah.
Give me that.
Want to make a motion?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to make a motion that Trustee Bruce Christopher be our liaison and charge of the solar eclipse committee.
I'll second that. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
We expect a detailed report.
Yeah, it was going to be a abstain, but, you know.
Maybe I'll get our...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. While we're making motions, I'd like to make a motion to have the township's outside legal counsel official, Downey Albrecht Ribbonhoff, LLP, review the board policies and present recommendations for modification and clarification in draft format for the board's consideration. The hourly rates stated in our engagement letter previously approved by this board.
I'll second that.
And it's the end of the year. This is kind of a customary thing for people to look at your policies to see where you're at, where you've come from, where you're at, where you're going. This board has been challenged on numerous times about following policy, and one of the best things to do is get a handle on that. So we're gonna embark on that, and we're gonna look for some assistance with the outside counsel in that regard. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay. Other new information, our new business, the health insurance, I believe the renewals will be coming out soon. And with the renewals, we'll also probably come with an inquisition of new quotes. So just kind of putting that on the radar. I have been given a inkling to think our insurance is going to go up significantly. So we've had a lot of issues. We've had a lot of claims. And in business, I know when I have that in my own business, it goes up significantly.
Yeah.
So it's going to be something we may have to look into deeper. But I also appreciate the health insurance group that we use with Homestead. I think they've been tremendous considering everything going on. Also, we should be receiving our certificate of resources. So that would give us information to put together temporary appropriations. We ought to be talking about, when that comes, we have till November 1st to get it approved. So that's not a lot of time. When it gets here, I'm sure that we'll get that. Chrissy will probably send that out to all of us so we can get familiar with it and get that approved. And then we should be thinking about work sessions for this. So.
Just cross-reference with the fiscal officer and the trustees, and we'll get a work session together as we go work on it.
Okay. We don't need to decide that tonight. Just let's hopefully work on it in between meetings here. I did have a resident approach me about the seemingly continual safety concerns at this intersection of Remsen and or Huffman and Fenn Road. He really wanted me to put in a roundabout. And I told him, expected him to be here, but I told him if he wasn't here, I'd bring it up. Said, there's concern for it. I did talk to the county engineer, and if any of us have an extra $4 million, he'd be willing to talk to us. Otherwise, he wants to advise us into looking at grants, or he was not real optimistic, would be a way of saying it.
Nothing but a light then?
This was a roundabout thing.
Well, I was even thinking, like, so like in a school zone or something like that, you know, they have certain lights that are only active during rush hours.
Yeah.
It could be something that could be looked into in that realm, you know. Again, I don't have the report exactly on how many accidents are here, but I've been to quite a few of them. And, you know, it's a, you know, a speed and line of sight kind of issue, so.
And I think their findings have been, it's not so much people not stopping, it's people stopping and having those horrible lines of traffic coming both ways, and they get frustrated and then they try to go, is what most of the accidents. Does that sound right, Chief?
That's true.
So they're not real optimistic, but in the meantime, we have people, staff, literally working within 100 feet of the intersection who have to listen to the tires squealing, horns blowing, and we've had mixer trucks rolling into our front yard. So we do have a legitimate concern, and I think we need to stay cognizant of it, although what we can actually make happen might be challenging. Also, there was a gentleman here who spoke to us about wanting to extend the county water line. He was going to contact the county. I've talked to people right now. I'm not getting any positive feedback, but I think that's still something they want to talk about. I know that on Granger Road, not that long ago, there was a house fire, and they really struggled getting water there. So, Chief Larry's talking about a number of ways to help that. Part of that's the 24/7 coverage. That would help as well. But there's things in the works, but that's just what that is. It's just in the works. Don't think I have anything
else. I when the fiscal officer left, she informed me also that the purchase requisitions that we passed tonight, that if she doesn't sign them, nothing happens to them. So just so everybody's on notice with that.
Right, so all those POs until we get, but that's normal. So once she certifies them, which is a normal process, then they'll be active.
Okay. Trustee comments. I think I've commented enough.
Just like to thank the residents for coming to these meetings. I apologize for the length of them. I think we're trying to solve some issues that are not very common to townships, and that's it for me.
I also do want to go out and just say a special thank you for Dave Ribbenhoff and Mike Lyons for your assistance tonight, getting some information that we got at the last minute. We would have been dead in the water, and I appreciate what you bring to the table. I'm not catching it.
Chuck. Voyager.
You're right. Put pricing around top of that. Yes, there is one thing here. So, Chief and I were talking, gas kind of sucks, and our cars kind of suck the gas, and we're having some issues with the Voyager cards, because every time you go in and fill up the vehicles, I know my vehicle is easy $65 to $75, depending on how much gas I put in it. So one of the problems that we're having with the Voyager cards is their cycle is too low, and then we're not having money on the cards. And so that we're not being able to fill up our police vehicles. So we would like to look at raising that limit. And we were actually talking about, I think it's what, at 500 right now?
500 soft limit.
And we were talking about going up to 1,000, but we're even talking about maybe even going up a little bit more.
I would say so. You figure every time we fill up one of the police cars with an Explorer, you're looking at $75, $80.
Well, and you're talking, when you talk about a limit on a credit card, you're talking potentially 2 months' purchase? Is that what you're talking about?
No, the cycle runs from like the first of the month to the 26th, okay, the same month. And then our soft limits are set at $500. Once you exceed that soft limit, it's going to deny any gas.
$500?
Is that per car?
Per car or?
Per car, yes.
Oh, per car.
Okay.
Oh, then it might have to be higher than, I was thinking per person.
Well, we're looking at, maybe we were looking at doubling it to $1,000 per car, so.
I would think that that would be something to do and see how it reacts. If you're not using it, you're not going to spend it. And I don't want to see a bunch of guys playing pinochle because they can't put gas in the car.
Right, so I guess the question is, you know, is it going to be $1,000 or do we want to go more than that? I just, I mean, I know they don't, you know, like when the officers are on duty, the cars don't turn off, you know, so.
Are they hitting the 500 very often?
Yes, just recently we've been getting them, yeah. And they've been declining cars, which means then I come in, I have to call.
And it's not like we don't want the officers on the roads, so we're kind of stuck with the gas prices.
You want to go to $1,000, then revisit it the first of the year?
That works for me too. I mean, if we're just hitting 500 every now and then, it'd be one thing, but if it's.
I mean, we're going to be doing the appropriations, we could make some adjustments to make that work.
Could always incorporate the township bicycle program. So, all right, well, if that's the case, then I would like to use this motion here. So I would like to make a motion to authorize Chief Minnick to increase the soft limits on the PD Voyager gas cards from the 500 per cycle to the 1,000 per cycle due to the increase in the gas prices.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye. Are there any other trustee comments? Okay. I would like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment.
That's the second. I'll second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
For public comment, we ask that you keep it to a 3-minute comment or less tonight. Please state your name, your address, if you wish to talk, and make sure that you've signed in at the podium so our staff have an opportunity to record who spoke and for the minutes. Yes.
Crofton Road. Huffman and Fenton here. Part of the problem is the state changed the intersection at 3 and Fenton to a continuous right turn. Now, I have a hell of a time getting out of my driveway to go west. It's not a problem to go east, but it's a big problem to go west. Sometimes I have to sit there for 3-4 minutes before I get out of the driveway because of traffic coming from the west and going to the west. If that were a stop signal there, perhaps traffic would slow down on Penn Road.
Okay.
With it being a constant turn lane, they're traveling Fenn Road just like it was I-71.
It's okay with you guys. I've had a relationship with the state. I mean, I'd like to look into that, Tom, and at least I know there's people there to talk to, and I'm sure they can tell me what they want to, but I can explain that, you know, I'm sure it's not something that they thought of. They were just trying to keep traffic moving at the intersection. And this is a consequence, and back to the point where we have people at risk even here. But thank you.
And the other thing is, if the fiscal officer,
remember, you only have 3 minutes.
Satisfied with the legal advice she has given, she should go out and hire her own. It should not be up to the trustees.
All right. Well, 3 minutes is up. Appreciate your information.
Thank you.
Any other conversation or input? Not, I would make a move to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
With no further discussion, I would make move to adjourn.
Second.
Meeting. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I believe it's 9:52, and today's meeting is adjourned.